Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Mighty Electronic Box for the week of the 24th of March 2014. It is a two-man show this week. Say hi, John.
Yo. Oh, it's take two.
You're supposed to say hi, John.
Let's do this shit right.
What are you doing, man?
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, Brad is... I don't actually know what Brad's doing, but Brad is not here. So that's all that really matters. So, yeah, we're just going to kick it off with what we've been playing. So, John... What have you been playing this past week or like 3 weeks seeing it's been on the show?
Yeah. So I've basically been trying to test out my PC. It's probably a bad thing, but I think I've probably bought more games over the last 3 weeks than I've played. Quite significant. I've bought way too many games, basically.
Yeah, that sounds pretty normal.
Games I don't have enough time to play. I've had this copy of Dark Souls 2 sitting on my desk for a while and still haven't played it. Let's actually talk about games I have played. I played some Luftrausers on the Vita.
What is that?
That is a... I don't really know what to compare it to. It's sort of like arcadey shooter thing where you are a plane and you shoot other planes and boats, but it's got pretty cool music and a pretty cool art style as well, and you basically fly around, get killed and fly around some more, unlock upgrades and shit for your plane. It's sort of hard to describe. I'd recommend watching the quick look on Giant Bomb because it's like 20 minutes and gives you a pretty good idea of what the game's about. Better than I can describe it, because it's, I don't know, that was a firework or something. It does not seem like the time for fireworks.
No, it does not.
I sort of just want to play something for 20 minutes sort of game. It's pretty cool, and I think it's like £8 or something on the PSN store, so I don't know. Play it, maybe. It's cool.
I'll probably check it out. My Vita is like probably my most used console now, actually.
Yeah, I've neglected it recently, but I saw that was coming out on Vita and thought, well, that'll be a good excuse to pick it up and actually play some stuff on it. God, what else? I played a bunch more DayZ. It's pretty much everything I said last time still stands. I haven't really seen that many more human characters in the time I've been playing. The few encounters I've had have been pretty weird. I met this guy who, I'm not sure where he was from. He definitely wasn't English, but he was speaking English. But I was chatting to someone on Skype at the time, so I couldn't really talk to him. I'd been in like one of the starting sort of areas, and some guy came along and shot me, but hadn't killed me. So I was like running away from a village. Then that guy was like running in the opposite direction, and just sort of stopped. And was like, "Oh, do you need help?" And like I typed in the chat like, "Bandages, please, dude." he actually helped me out as well. And then like we just sort of tooled around for a bit. We're running down this road and then got brutally murdered by some guy that we never actually saw. So that was the end of our little journey. That game's still sort of weird and broken.
How long do you need to like get into that game, would you say?
I don't know. I don't know if that's a game for everyone, I guess. Like, especially if you sort of time limited, like, I wouldn't really recommend it. Like, I've been playing less and less of it as stuff at work's been getting a bit more crazy and life's been getting in the way. So, I can see that game being awesome if you're, like, I don't know, at uni or something, or you've got a lot of spare time, but having a full-time job and having other shit going on, it's difficult to play. I played some Battlefield 4 because I thought that game is supposed to look pretty good, and it was like £20.
Does it look good?
Yeah, I thought it would be a good. Yeah, it looks pretty fucking good.
Does it play good?
I can play it. Yeah, it's a Battlefield game, I guess. Like, it doesn't seem wildly different to the past battles. Like, the last one I played properly was Bad Company 2, but I was really heavily into Battlefield 2 back in the day. And obviously, it's a different game to what it was back then.
Yeah.
But it's still one of those. It's still just ridiculous battles and crazy shit happening all the time, and you not really having a clue what's going on. But it's still fun. I didn't really. I sort of started the campaign, but was like, this isn't why I want to play Battlefield really. But that intro is really good. The very start of that game is pretty funny actually, and pretty well done. But and it looks amazing. But yeah, the campaign's not really why I'm there. But the multiplayer stuff is still Battlefield-y enough. I'm not sure how I feel about launching that game from a browser. That still sort of sucks. Like being booted out into like the browser when you like want to change servers or something is sort of dumb. And having to launch the campaign from there as well, I'm not really a fan of, but
That's
I don't
weird.
know,
Why'd you
that's
have to do
EA for
that?
you.
Is that because of Origin
I
or?
don't know, Battlelog.
Oh, right.
Battlelog, Origin,
That is
shit.
really
I don't know. It's
strange.
just it's dumb. Yeah, I'm not a fan at all. But yeah, and it, like having to do all your like sort of loadout stuff in in the browser isn't great, especially because the plugin that is required seems to just like decide it needs to reinstall every time you open it up. And then like won't find a gate. It's dumb. It's really dumb. I don't know why it's like that, but it is. And it sort of sucks. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I haven't really, considering we haven't recorded for quite a while, I haven't really played that much stuff. I played some more Crusader Kings 2, but not really enough to warrant even talking about. Like, I bought Assassin's Creed 4 and still haven't played it. That actually
What?
technically, it's still like downloading,
Why'd you buy that?
which is, I don't know.
What are you
It
doing?
people were talking positively about it, and I thought
True,
it's another one of.
I gotta admit, I have been tempted because I do hear that it's supposed to be, not Assassin's Creed 3, which is
Yeah.
exactly what I want.
Like, I bought the Banner Saga, still haven't played that. Bought Total War, Rome Total War 2, still haven't played that. I played a bunch of Kerbal Space Program and had some fun with that, I guess. That's pretty awesome. If you liked that Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts, but a bit more sort of free form from that, and a bit more sort of in depth, Kerbal Space Program is pretty awesome. Again, I think that's still technically like in alpha or something. Like early access stuff, but it seems like fairly well put together. Like, it's never like broke on me. I just think there's still content that they need to put in. But like the tutorials that are already in there, and the sort of the stuff you can put on your ship and stuff, all seems fairly complete. So you can have fun in that game, unlike. I don't know. DayZ is. I still like DayZ. I still think it's a really interesting idea, but I just think that it's sort of messed up still. God, let's see. Played some Payday 2 because it was free weekend on Steam this weekend, and I'd been playing some Payday 1 with some mates. That seems. I don't know. If you like Payday 1, you'll maybe like Payday 2. It's not really massively different in any way. God, try to play some Cry of Fear, which is a weird co-op horror survival horror game, which is free to play, and couldn't get the online stuff to work because you need like Hamachi or something, and it's a bunch of bullshit. Yeah, I don't know. I've been like tooling around and stuff for like 10 minutes, 20 minutes, trying to figure it out and then sort of giving up because my attention span seems to have dropped dramatically in recent months.
Is that in line with getting a job?
Yeah.
I found that. Like, you're far less willing to... Like, it was funny, actually. You know when I first played Olly Olly on the Vita? Mm. For the first, like, 5 minutes, I was almost close to thinking, nah, fuck this game. But then, like, yeah, just that extra 2 minutes, like, everything just sort of clicked. And I was like, oh, no, this game is actually really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's just... It's a bad thing because I bought these games and I do really want to play them. It's just...
I think it is pretty normal,
like, a start, and it's just... Yeah.
I think it is pretty normal. Like, you go from, like, having sort of, like, 8 or 9 hours a day of, like, free time to having, like, 3 or 4. Like, you know, you do become far more selective what games you play. I think that's just par for the course, but...
Yeah. So yeah, it's been surprisingly unproductive these last 3 weeks. I will definitely play Dark Souls 2 at some point. It's just I was trying to figure out a way of getting it to play on my monitor, like but and get the audio as well, but then I'd have to change my speakers to be hooked into my monitor, which I don't want to do because then I basically want to have like my a video playing from my computer while having the Dark Souls on the actual main monitor.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't be able to figure it out at the minute. It's probably like a really easy solution that I'm not thinking of. I also have like a severe lack of HDMI cables.
Buy more HDMI cables.
Yeah, that would work maybe. I think I might have thrown one out recently.
I had one die on me recently.
I don't need HDMI cables.
Actually, I had one die on me pretty recently. It was the one. I think it was the one that came with my capture rig originally, and yeah, it just completely stopped working. Like, just wouldn't send like any signal or do anything. It was really strange.
But that's weird.
They're like a tenner now for an HDMI.
Yeah.
Game,
oh so. Yeah. Yeah. Not big investment.
Remember SCART leads? Remember the days of SCART leads?
Oh, they sucked.
They really did suck ass. I still have some of them, like, in my random cable box for some reason. Yeah. I don't know why I even bother keeping them.
Yeah, so that was pretty much me for the last 3 weeks.
Okay, cool. I didn't really play much either. Obviously, I went to Final Round last weekend. No, yes. Yeah, it was last weekend. Yeah, so I played a lot of Injustice, and the tournament was fucking awesome. There were some shenanigans at the tournament, which there's no point in me getting into because no one listening will probably care. But yeah, it wasn't ran like as smoothly as it possibly could have been. Like the morning of pools, like there was a pretty massive change, and you know, which resulted in quite a few people being sort of like, "What the fuck is going on here?" Because until then, like it was everything was kind of laid out, but then when that happened, everybody was just kind of thrown off straight away.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was pretty much like that tournament and that weekend, pretty much taken up playing nothing but Injustice. It's always weird to go from like playing it online and then offline, like straight away. Like it took me a good probably hour of playing like casuals with people to actually get my execution back for like offline timing. And then like likewise having now come back and playing it online, it's taken me fucking ages to get it back for online. But yeah, I mean, that was an awesome experience. I'd highly recommend. And I said this last year about it, like, if you are considering going to something like that and don't want to for whatever reason, just go. You'll have a great time. Yeah. You won't not enjoy it. Like, everybody there is really, really cool. You know, like, don't judge it by the stream, I guess is what I'm saying. So I think a few people can do that. Like, they can kind of judge it by the stream. Like, everybody is super approachable. I was able to get games with, you know, quote-unquote, you know, the celebrities of the scene, for lack of a better phrase. And yeah, like, everybody's just really cool. Like, that's... I do think that's a plus side of, like, the, you know, NRS, like, Mortal Kombat, like, S community. Like, everybody is just super approachable and really friendly. So, that was awesome. Games I played, I'm trying to think, because I think I did actually play some new shit, but I played a shit more Olly Olly. That game, God, that game is really good. like this.
Yep.
Any how far are you through like the stages in it at the moment?
Oh god, I can't, it's been a while since I actually played it, but I think I got a decent way through it. I'm not really sure.
I think I'm at the final set of stages now.
Mm.
And when you get to that point, like I think like the amateur levels are kind of a wash, like those aren't really that good. But I think once you get to actually play the pro levels, like they actually start like giving you a bit of credit.
Yeah.
Because the like some of the amateur levels, like even on the third like set of them, you know, it's like get a combo of like 80k, and it's a level where like the entire level can be done in one combo, and you know it's pretty hard to, because like some of the pro levels are actually pretty interesting because they actually give you, you know, like just being able to grind everything is kind of the best way to just get across a level and complete it.
Yeah.
Whereas when they start throwing in like a lot of challenges where like you're never allowed to push, like that's a pretty common one in the pro levels.
Yeah.
Like you can't push, you can't grind, but you've still got to have like 100% perfect landings and still get a certain score. Like, it really like enforces you to get like the perfect landings down, like timing the jumps properly. Like it's really awesome. Like that is a really great game. And I haven't cared about a skateboarding game in a very, very long time.
Yeah.
Probably like Tony Hawk's Underground 1 was the last time I really cared about a skateboarding game. But yeah, that game is still really cool. I'm trying to think.
I think the way they make the challenges make you better at the game is really intelligent, basically. Like that's sort of been my problem with like score based games, is that I never feel like I'm learning anything, like unless I went out and watched a YouTube video where some guy's like, okay, like you need to do this to get a better score. Like I always feel like I'm sort of locked out of that top tier just because I don't really have the motivation to go out and sort of figure out the game myself.
Yeah.
And I think like Ollie does a pretty good idea, a pretty good job of sort of uncovering how to be better at that game, basically.
Yeah, I think that is a really good point. The I think a lot of it is kind of centered around the, because like a lot of the tips you see is like around the perfect stuff, like, you know, like the perfect grind system and the perfect landing system. Because on some of the later levels, like I was checking out some of the high scores and I saw some in the millions, and just kind of thought, like, how the fuck did people get a score that good? And then once you do like some of the like second and third world pro levels, you start hitting the millions like pretty easily. It's like, because the entire levels can just be comboed. And once you really get the perfect landing and perfect grinds down, it's just fucking awesome. That's that's one of the best like downloaded games I've played on the Vita. And now speaking of Vita games, also played quite a bit more Hotline Miami this past week.
Yeah.
And that game, I don't know, I still find that game really hard to describe. Because I was playing it, because there was hardly anybody, ironically enough. There was a lot of 3DSs at the tournament, but very few Vitas, which is strange.
Yeah.
But yeah, like a few people were asking about Hotline Miami, and it was one of those games where you think, oh yeah, it's a like it's a puzzle game, kind of. Like, it's very hard to describe that game, I always find.
It's
awesome.
Top-down
shooter, but... I don't know how you describe it. Like, I think it is more, like, if I would call it anything, it is more like sort of like an action puzzle game, kind of. Like, because, you know, there is, like, an element of action to it, but the, you know, you're very rarely going to do, like, probably the earlier levels you could, but you're not going to do like the really, really later levels in one go without dying. Like, it's very much just figuring out, oh, I need to do this, 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 and this. Like, change weapons here, then go here. Like, it's very much like figuring out a puzzle. And then once you get to like a certain point in the level, you can put all those pieces together and then you get like that perfect run of the level. But yeah, that game is just really awesome. And I'd really like to see another one of that. I remember thinking, didn't they say, I remember hearing like they were planning a sequel, or there was going to be.
Oh no, there's like an there is it's announced and stuff. Yeah. I think it's coming out this year actually. I believe it's called Missed Call. Wrong number. That's the one.
That also.
Awesome.
I hope that comes out. I really hope that comes out on Vita like straight away. That seems. Like...
I believe it will be. Yeah.
The Vita's
Windows, like, PS3, PS4, and Vita.
Yeah, the Vita's fast becoming my platform for all games like that. You know, like it's funny enough, because when I first got my PC, they were the kind of games I'd play on Steam. What was it? You know, remember Gunpoint, the one that we I only found that out because of like our Game of the Year stuff. Like, I really like that game, but I haven't played it since I bought it because it's just not a game I'm going to play on my PC. It's not a game I would use this PC to play. Like ironically enough, like I got a new PC and all that set up at work, and I'll probably just like play that like on break time at work or something because it's that kind of game. It's not the kind of game I will sit down and like, you know, kind of marathon for, you know, hours and hours. Like that's pretty much the only reason I play a game on my PC is, you know, if I'm going to play it for pretty much anything longer than an hour. Like that's when I'll play a PC game. So yeah, I think the Vita is a great system for that. So I'm trying to think. I swear there's something else I played, but I really can't remember what it was. It probably wasn't anything new. That's probably why. But no, I can't remember. So that pretty much does it for this week. Like I know the new Infamous came out, and it did get me kind of got me kind of looking at PS4s, but
Yeah, it's got me thinking, but
it's just
yeah.
I'm gonna wait.
Like I really like Infamous, and I think that new Infamous looks pretty cool, but I'm not gonna pay like 300, 400 quid just to play Infamous, which at the minute is the only thing that would get
Yeah,
me to.
that me too. That's the only game like that's even interesting me. It feels really weird to be like several months into a new console cycle and just really not give a shit yet.
No,
Like,
it's yeah.
I don't know if it, like, I think maybe it's because like it has been so long since the cycle. Like the last time a new console came out was, you know, I was what, like 16, 17. You know, like you're in a much different place at that time. So, whereas now it's like, oh no, I'll wait. Like I'm still like full on planning on waiting for the slim version, unless they do like a revision sooner than that. You never know, they might do. But I imagine they're still like probably a year or a year and a half out. So I could see them maybe doing it next year, like late next year, if they had if like it's all if they could time it right. If they could bring it out like maybe October, November next year, like that'd time it pretty well for Christmas and stuff and the holidays. But yeah, that's pretty much what I'm waiting for. The and like the new Xbox still. Like there's zero reason to own one of them. I know Titanfall came out, but like I would imagine Titanfall probably has a bigger player base on 360 and PC, just because you know there's way fucking 360s out there and there's way more PCs out there than there are Xbox Ones. So, but who knows? Maybe it's a lot better on Xbox One. But it's like at the end of the day, even though it is like the whole mech shooter thing, like it's still just shooting dudes. It's not.
Yeah,
It's
definitely.
kind of why, because I actually forgot that had come out, because this week, I was talking to a guy at work about it, and he was asking me about it and asked me if I got it, and I said no, because I didn't actually think it was out. And it was weird. It was one of those games where, like, I was kind of anticipating it, like that game coming out being a huge deal. You know what I mean? And yet it seems to not have been that big of a deal. Like it's just like it's out, and there's not really
No, it's
like.
not,
You know, maybe it's because of the whole like, because it has got quite a history that game when you think about it. But, yeah, like there's not really much kind of out there in terms of, you know, the content, which seems a bit weird.
Yeah, and it's not been any usual like sales bullshit about oh, it's all 1 bazillion copies,
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure
which
it's
you'd
done fine.
expect. But but I don't think it's, I don't know.
It's
I
not
don't
lighting
think
the world on
it's
fire.
done maybe what, like maybe EA were banking on purely like the sort of heritage.
Yeah. I mean, that's quite a way out now that you think about it. I mean,
God, we have played.
sorry?
I was gonna say we have played absolutely nothing.
Yeah,
It's
played nothing,
crazy.
but. Yeah, I think it's I like you thinking about that though, because like it is interesting, but like that is quite a way out now. You think like Modern Warfare 2 was what, 2009, Yeah, that's like that is like almost 5 years old. Like it's not like surprising that you know after 5 years the Call of Duty fad, you know, it's not worn off, but people, you know, they're probably just very very happy playing Call of Duty. It's not like they're gonna jump at something new. Have you heard much about the campaign in it? Because I've heard like the campaign's kind of a complete, you know, non-issue. It's
Well, the yeah, I mean it sounds really weird. Just from listening to the bombcast, like it sounds like sort of just why does it exist?
Yeah. It seems
or
like
what, like the way they were hyping it up to be this amalgamation of single player and multiplayer stuff, it sounds just nothing like that, really.
Yeah.
Like, it's basically multiplayer, but with people speaking over the top of it, which sounds really bad.
Yeah.
And sounds like the sort of thing that games used to do when they couldn't be bothered to have an actual single player.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, it doesn't sound like it's anything like they were hyping it up to be, which sucks. But, yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm really not interested in Titanfall at all.
Nah. Like, it's mainly just got to the point for, I think, shooters in general. Like, Xbox... I just remembered, actually, what I had played this other weekend. Like, Xbox Live had, like, a free weekend this weekend. And I went and played, like, just about half an hour of Gears 3. Just because it was free. I was like, yeah, I'll, you know, pop this in and see what's happening. And it's funny, like, I stopped playing that game regularly almost 2 years ago, and like, it's so weird how, like, just watching that game, like, being played, like, the meta, like, hasn't evolved, like, at all, like, from, like, the same issues that plagued that game, like, playing it kind of solo, that were happening 2 years ago are still happening now. Like, you know, people still play it exactly the same way as they do 2 years ago. It's, I don't know, I think that's like kind of an issue with shooters. It depends on the shooter, and I mean, it depends on who you play with, but that is something that is kind of, like, disappointing a little bit. It's like, yeah, people are still playing this the exact same way as they were in, you know, 2012. That kind of sucks. Like, you know, would have been cool if it had evolved a little bit more since then. But yeah, that's, I think that does us for what we've been playing, which is not a lot, in short.
Nope.
But what can you do?
Yeah, and there's not that much news either.
No, there's not a lot of news. Although there is news that's not related to games. Did you know they're changing the pound coin?
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't actually see the new design, but I did hear about it. yeah, apparently it's, like, really hard to make fakes of. Yeah,
because apparently, like, the current one was piece of piss to count.
Oh, yeah.
It was, like, 12% or something of all of them were fake.
Which,
like, has really made me start looking at my pound coins now.
Like, oh, no, I've had a load of fake.
So have I. Like, I've definitely noticed them. But, like, I start looking at
I had one that was, like, flat on, like, it was weird. It was, like, I'm trying to just... It was, like, a cube, basically, with rounded edges. Which is obviously a really bad fake, but I actually think I think I got rid of it.
Yeah. I always try and use
I don't know how it happened, but...
You know, like, self-service machines? I always try and use them that. Because they seem to, like, be accepted in that pretty easily, so...
Yeah. I had one that would, like, got the writing on the back wrong. Which seems dumb. Like, if you're going to make a fake pound coin, at least get, like, the basic details right. But yeah. Yeah, there's not much news, really. The Sony announced that Project Morpheus thing, which is basically their sort of competition to the Oculus Rift. It's a big VR headset thing, which looks pretty cool. And apparently was at GDC this past week. So people have actually used it. It's not some crazy pie in the sky thing. Like, it does actually exist. But I mean, apparently it's quite good. Like, just hearing vague stuff from GDC, so that's cool, I guess.
Yeah, that is cool. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, Sony, you know, Sony are a hardware company first and foremost. I mean, that's what they do. And I think that'd actually be pretty cool, because the Oculus Rift, like, have you used one yet?
No.
Yeah, I know, when Brad used one, I did wonder if it was just me, but the resolution at, like, that close, it just looks like shit. It just it doesn't look good at all. So maybe Sony could help with that. I have no idea, but I think, like, that's such a way off from being, like, I don't want to say relevant, but it seems like that's a long way off from being a priority for developers and or consumers. It's just, I don't know. Like, most people that, like, you mention it to don't even know that it exists, like, or that it's a thing.
Yeah.
So, but who knows? But was that really it for news? Is it that been, has been that dead of a month?
There was, there was stuff from a couple of weeks ago, which obviously we didn't pick up on because we didn't record, like Jack Trenton leaving Sony, and Amy Hennig leaving Naughty Dog. Koji Igarashi just recently left Konami as well, so people are leaving to do other stuff. I can't remember what, I don't think Jack Trenton actually announced what he was doing. He's probably going to lie on a beach and drink.
Is that like other stuff, like gaming stuff? Like, are they still moving on from, or are they like just moving on from games?
Amy Hennig, I imagine, will, because she was, for those of you who don't know, she was like the lead writer on Uncharted. So I'd hope she stays in games because I really like the Uncharted games. I really like the writing as well. So yeah, Koji Igarashi, I think it's pretty much said he's definitely staying in games.
Yeah.
He was, if you don't know, he's the dude who sort of made Castlevania, and he's been at Konami for I think like 20 years or something. He's breaking out and doing his own thing now. It's cool to see, I guess. That dude had a whip like all the time, like every picture of Koji Igarashi, he's carrying a whip.
Well, you never know when you might need a whip.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's gonna launch his own new independent studio. But that's been a sort of interesting trend over the past, feels like a couple of months actually, like Ken Levine going out, and I mean his situation was maybe a little bit different, what with Irrational actually being closed down, but
yeah,
like big sort of triple A sort of developers going out and doing their own thing.
Yeah,
which is cool.
It is cool actually, because thinking about that, like, and thinking ironically more enough about Titanfall, I was watching. There's a guy that I like subscribed to on YouTube who puts up like a lot of Injustice stuff, but he also put up like some Titanfall stuff, and I was giving that like just kind of a quick watch, just to have a look at it. Thinking about it, like, it didn't come as like much of a surprise. Like thinking about the people leaving, because it seems to, especially now with like the new systems being out. It seems like the, you know, like the kind of the big AAA, whatever you want to call it, but like that sort of market, it seems to have really got to the point where like more or less every single game that comes out is like the same kind of blueprint, but just a different, you know, different coat of paint or like whatever metaphor you want to use to describe it. But, you know, same engine, but just different bodywork. Like it seems to be very sort of, you know, by the numbers, like, you know, I think Titanfall is probably an interesting example, and it's sort of what makes me want to play it, just to see if, you know, you don't get, like, there's something that you're not getting just by watching it, but, you know, you just shoot dudes in the face. Like, yeah, you're in a mech, and yeah, that's cool, but, you know, it doesn't seem to change, like, the real fundamentals of, like, a shooter. It's still just, you're just shooting dudes in the face, and that's pretty much it. You know, as I said, maybe there's something that's like, you know, lost in the translation to video. Who knows? But like thinking about that, like, you know, when you're in that kind of environment and in a development in studio, like they probably don't have a lot of freedom anymore to really, you know, do something different or just do something that they, you know, that's not by the numbers. And it's like, you know, when you think about it, it's not that surprising anymore that they've got to that point. And ironically enough, like over the past year, 2 years, I think that's chalk that up to like a large reason why I haven't really played a lot, because like, you know, when you see something new, it's, you don't, you know, it's a new game, but it doesn't really look new. It just seems like, you know, a different spin on something that you've already played.
Yeah. It's cool to see. I mean, yeah, it's cool to see like Koji Igarashi leaving, because he's been there for a while and he seems like it's on his own terms.
Yeah.
Like the Amy Hennig thing got a bit weird with, I think IGN said like she was apparently forced out, but that was like denied by the co-founder of Naughty Dog, So yeah, that stuff all got a bit weird, and like I hope she wasn't forced out, but I can't really see that being the case.
Yeah, that doesn't. But, thinking about it, just logically, that wouldn't make a lot of sense.
No, not really. But yeah, I don't think she's really said if she's planning on staying games or not.
Do you know if there's going to be any more Uncharted games? I can't imagine that.
Yeah, that series. Yeah, alone. Well, there's that one that got sort of announced, but not. Well, it got revealed, I guess, at E3, I think, where they just had some guy talking, and then it said Uncharted on the screen.
Oh, right.
That's going to be a PS4 game. So, yeah. Yeah. GDC has just happened, I think. I think that was like the last week or whatever. But there's not been a massive amount of news out of GDC, really. But then again, that's not usually the sort of... GDC is more a chance for developers to sort of get together and talk to each other as opposed to like revealing stuff. I guess the big stuff coming out of GDC is the Morpheus, whatever it's called. Project Morpheus, yes.
Project Morpheus.
I wanted
to call it Morpheus Rift then.
That stuff, like people getting their hands on that, I guess, is the big sort of news out of that. And people seem to quite like it, which is cool. It's cool to see like developers actually going after that. I thought that was totally going to be a niche thing that like no one else would go for.
Yeah.
And apparently there's a bunch now of Oculus Rift competitors. There's this Seabright, which looks really weird, and the Cortex. That's cool, because I don't know. I am still slightly disturbed by the idea of everyone playing games on a VR headset and not being able to see the outside world, but
I don't think it'll work for every game. I think like that was something that until I used one, I was like 50-50 on, but after using one, like there's definitely a certain, like I think for like 2D, kind of like 2D side-scrolling games, it's really cool. Like it actually really does work.
Mm.
But I would not want to play, you know, Gears of War with that. Like I would want to play Gears of War with a controller, and you know, that's fine.
Yeah.
I just think for a certain type of game, I think it is a really cool idea. But I don't think it applies to every kind of game, and you know, it shouldn't necessarily. Like, you know, there's plenty of things that work for some games that don't work for others, and to a certain extent, hardware is no different in that regard.
Yeah. Other than that, though, I don't.
It's been really quiet. Oh shit! The Walking Dead.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm caught up.
Let's talk about that then, because fuck video games.
Yeah. That last episode, I think, has made me hopeful for the rest of the series, because I was starting to drop off after, like, there was that Daryl and Beth episode, which was terrible.
Yeah, I really didn't like that episode.
And then there was just the episode where it was Maggie and those other... Sonya? Is that a name?
I don't actually know their names, which I think says a lot.
Tyrese's sister and the guy from The Wire, basically.
Yeah, the alcohol.
Yeah,
this last episode was pretty grim. Was pretty rough.
Yeah, they went some places that I didn't expect them to go. Yeah. But I think it was actually handled quite well.
Yeah. I think they managed to pull it off as well. I mean, fuck it, that's just like spoiler territory. If you haven't seen The Walking Dead, you should stop listening. But like the episode before this, like I remember thinking, I really hope that the kids get killed off soon, because they're both absolutely terrible. And like people just need to learn that, like think about this. The best TV, like the best TV and TV shows, like never have kids in them. Think about that.
Well,
they just don't.
That's not true.
Oh, come on.
The Wire had kids in.
I haven't seen The Wire, but I'm just speaking from, you know, personal viewing experience. The best TV shows I can think of do not have children in them, ever. because children are terrible in TV shows, and children for the most part can never act. So,
yeah,
but yeah, like, I think they did pull it off really well. The crazy one, I can't remember her name. But I actually thought like her stuff was done well, and like her performance was actually good. Like it was interesting, like the kind of perspective they tried to give it, like, you know, where she didn't understand what they were. Like, I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous in a certain way, because it's like, you know, that like she must have seen people get eaten, like, and but you know,
I guess.
But yeah, I think like I was not expecting that. I was not expecting it to go down the way it did.
Yeah, one of the best sort of moments from that episode is the bit when Carol is like basically, you know, like walking her outside
to
execute her essentially, and like she starts crying and is like, "Oh, you're annoyed because I pointed the gun at you."
Yeah,
and like she doesn't mention the fact that she like cut open her own sister or whatever. Like, I thought that I thought that whole stuff was really well.
You know, when they kind of went back to Tyrese, like, did it seem like they had agreed on that? Because he, you know, he didn't really look...
They must have.
Yeah, they must have, but not necessarily. Because, like, they do talk about it before then, don't they? And then it kind of just kind of goes off to something else. I can't remember what.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, they kind of agree on that, which was good. It's,
Yeah. And, the bit with Tyrese after when Carol admits guilt, I thought was done well as well. So, yeah, with all this Sanctuary stuff, what's it called? Terminus.
Terminus, yeah.
All that stuff kicking off, like, that should be interesting.
Yeah, that's and there's Daryl with, like, the, you know, whatever you want to call him.
The weird bandit.
The weird man. Yeah, bandit people. But,
I don't know, like, those last, the two episodes before that had been pretty poor. It's looking like they're actually getting a move on and stuff's happening, and they're willing to kill characters. I imagine there's going to be a few more dead by the end of the series.
Yeah, I think it's weird, but like this kind of second half of the season's made me realize like the characters that like are kind of non-essential. Like, I don't think Glenn really needs to stay in it anymore. Like, he doesn't really.
Oh yeah, I think like one of Glenn or Maggie will be dead by the end of the series.
Yeah, I think Glenn's a bit more interesting than Maggie just like on his own. I think it's Glenn and Maggie together are just,
totally. Like their relationship doesn't interest me at all.
Yeah, like, it's kind of Russell's course.
Glenn was like really interesting like in like season one and two.
Yeah.
But yeah, now he's settled down. He's a bit boring. Rick's, I don't know. That hasn't really been that much of Rick in this second half.
No. I mean, he was pretty prominent in the first bit, so I suppose maybe they're trying to give us a bit of a break from Rick.
Yeah.
So, and he can't.
I think it's an interesting way to sort of approach the series by like doing episodes focused on like a few characters as opposed to trying to like capture every like bit that's happening with each group of characters, because obviously everyone's split up now. But yeah, I'm interested to see what happens when they reach Terminus, whether it's going to be like, because I think like now it's pretty divergent from the comics. Like, I don't think there is a place called Terminus ever in the comics.
Yeah.
Like that army military guy that Glenn and that girl met is in the comics, I think. But the other stuff isn't, so. Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, it is getting good. Well, quick Game of Thrones recap, because, you know, the whole trailer shit is happening. Thought Brad brought up a good point in our thread.
That it's getting really close.
Like, how far they are, like, alluding to they're in this season. And, like, there's... I mean, book four isn't very good, but...
No.
There's still... It seems to just be like, yeah, we're just going to skip that book. Fuck it.
Yeah.
There doesn't seem to be... Because, like, a lot of the Iron Islands stuff is in book four. Has Victarion even been mentioned in the show yet? I'm sure he's been mentioned, but... Like, people are going to have no fucking idea who he is. Well, depending on how they introduce him, I don't know, but...
Yeah. Yeah, it's gonna be weird, like, because, well, I don't know, they're probably not gonna catch up by the end of the series coming out this year, but like next year they'll be pushing it, and like, will the sixth book have been released by then? Like,
I mean, it's who knows? Like I looked it up, but I can't remember what it is. But wasn't like the, I think even the shortest amount of time between books was it 3 years? I think it was 3 years. And Dance with Dragons was last year, wasn't it? It came out last year.
No, Dance with Dragons is like 2011, I think.
Was it?
Yeah, I think.
I'm going to have to look that up. I swore that was a lot later than that.
Yeah, 2011.
Oh, 2011.
So, wow. I mean, really, we should be seeing the books, the sixth book soon, but that's still... Things will still be tight in terms of, like...
Yeah, because, I mean, if there's another season next year, and, say, the book is out next year, then they've got to, you know... Because, like, now they've had all the time in the world to sort of read the books and plan the series, whereas, you know, if the book comes out, they've got to kind of... Maybe it'll hurry them along a little bit. Who knows? Like, maybe they'll just take a break from the show. I mean, that's not completely out of the question. Like, if they... Because it seems, you know, it seems pretty obvious that they don't want to make it shit, so maybe they will just, you know, have like a 2 year break from the show and, you know, bring it back when they've adapted the book.
Yeah, maybe that would be a risky move, I guess, but there's not really another option as far as I can tell.
I mean, what did you think of season 3, like, overall?
I thought it was good. Like, I think this series have been fairly consistent. There are some great episodes, and there are some sort of average episodes, but it's been a pretty even level of, I don't know, just decent quality stuff. And
yeah, I don't know. I think the first season is still the best, like by quite a large margin. I think that is easily the best one.
Yeah.
And like, ironically enough, because like books 2 and 3. I mean, I'd say book 3 is definitely better than the first book, but maybe that's... It's weird, like, saying which book is better, because I think some of them just fall victim to where they take place in the timeline. You think about it, the main reason I think book 4 is, you know, kind of not very good is because you come off of book 3 after having so much stuff happen. And then, you know, you think about it, like, narratively, there has to be a little bit of downtime, otherwise... You might get burnt out. Like, if you went straight from, like, you know, A Storm of Swords to A Dance with Dragons, you'd think, fucking hell, like, when's, you know, where's the break? Where's the break in stuff happening? But yeah, it does seem like they're getting pretty damn far along by season 4. But I'm really looking forward to it, though. I think the it seems to be one of the few, like, seasons that spoilers, like, there's quite a few people at work that watch it, and they have no idea what's coming in this season. Like, they haven't, again, spoiler alert, but like, they have no idea that Joffrey's, you know, dead. Like, there's going to be no more Joffrey after the end of this season. And even though that is awesome, it is kind of, it's not really that big of a deal in the grand scheme of that story. It's, you know, that's not cutting the head off of that snake, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But there's other shit in the season as well. I mean, no point going over it all, but there is, like, I think the Tyrion stuff is what I'm most looking forward to. I really do want to see how they handle that, because it's weird how he's like, he is a straight up villain, but at this point in the show he's more like an anti-hero kind of character. Whereas, like, from this point on in the books, he is just straight up bad. Like, he's, you know, just completely out for himself. Like, there's very little, like, he does for other people because of what happens in this season and what happens in the book. So I'm really looking forward to how they're going to do that. I think that about does us for this episode.
That about does us, because I actually have to go, but
Well, we can wrap up then.
I don't know. Like, there's no news. There's no games being played.
There's nothing worth playing. Make some good games, people.
Fucking bastards.
Make good games. Speaking of which, thinking of, like, not making good games, That new Ninja Gaiden came out, you know, the whole like Yaiba or whatever the fuck it's called. And I looked at that on Steam, and my original thought was, you know, the vain glimmer, oh, awesome, an NG game on PC, that'd be sick. And like the first entire page of reviews was just, this is a steaming pile of shit.
Well, great.
And the one good review was some guy, like, nothing against him, but like he liked it because it wasn't Ninja Gaiden. And it's like, ugh.
Okay.
Just let this series die, because it is dead. So just stop it.
Yeah.
Like, it's dead. Leave it alone. Anyway, that will do it for this week, people. Ending on a pretty positive note.
Games suck.
Yeah, video games are fucking terrible. But who knows? They may get good again. So, email us at themightyelectronicbox@gmail.com. Twitter us at TMEBpodcast. And yeah, that's it for social media bullshit. So we will see you guys next week. Peace.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be a triple cast.
Should be a three-man show next week, yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
See you later, guys.